Welcome to episode 1418 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive. 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. In the beginning, God spoke. And through speech, God created reality. Genesis 1, verses 1 to 3.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
God speaks, and light comes into being. He speaks again, "Let there be sky," and sky appears. He says, "Let the earth produce vegetation," and vegetation springs forth. Throughout creation, the pattern is the same. God speaks. Reality comes into being. God's words are not mere description. They are creative. His words make things real. This is the foundation of the ninth commandment. If God creates through speech, then human speech also has creative power. Human words also make things real. Human words also shape reality. Proverbs 18, verse 21.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruits.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue. This is not metaphor. It is recognition of the creative power of speech. Words give life or bring death, build up or tear down, create or destroy. Consider the power of a word of affirmation. A parent tells a child, "I believe in you. You are capable. You can do hard things." These words shape the child's understanding of themselves. These words give life. The child grows up believing in their own capacity. The child takes risks and achieves things they might not have achieved without those words. Now consider the opposite. A parent tells a child, "You are stupid. You will never amount to anything. I wish you had never been born." These words also shape the child's understanding of themselves. These words bring death. Maybe not literal death, but the death of hope, death of confidence, death of possibility. The child grows up believing they are worthless. The child does not take risks, does not try. The child's potential dies. Both children received words. Both children were shaped by those words. One received words that gave life. The other received words that brought death. This is not poetic language. This is reality. Words have the power to give life or to bring death. Solomon in Proverbs 16, verse 12.
Gracious words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. There is one who speaks like the piercings of a sword, but the tongue of the wise brings healing.
Gracious words are healing, sweet. They restore, build. Harsh words pierce like a sword, wound, damage, destroy. And the tongue of the wise brings healing. The tongue that speaks truthfully, that speaks with care, that speaks with intention to build, that tongue heals. Beyond individual impact, words shape broader reality. When a leader speaks, people listen. When a leader uses their words to deceive, to incite fear, to divide, reality shifts. People begin to believe falsehoods. People begin to act on lies. Reality, as people understand it, is distorted. When a community speaks a narrative about a particular group, that narrative shapes how people treat that group. If the narrative is truthful, if it reflects reality, people can relate to that group with understanding. But if the narrative is false, if it dehumanizes, if it distorts, then people treat that group unjustly based on the false words they have heard. When accusations are made against someone, whether true or false, those words shape how others see that person. A false accusation can destroy a reputation, can determine outcomes, can change someone's entire life. Words shape reality. Words create the world we live in. This is why the ninth commandment matters so much. Here is something profound. Humans are made in the image of God. And one of the ways we reflect God's image is in our capacity to speak. God speaks creation into being. Humans, created in God's image, also have the power to speak. We have the power to create through our words. We have the power to build or to destroy through our speech. This is both a privilege and a responsibility. When we speak, we are exercising creative power. When we speak truthfully, we are aligned with how God speaks, cooperating with reality, reflecting God's character, which is truthful and reliable. But when we speak falsely, we are misusing the creative power given to us, distorting reality, using speech in ways contrary to the way God speaks. We are damaging the image of God we bear. James 3 verses 9 and 10.
With the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and curses. My brothers and sisters, this should not be so.
If we honor God, we should also honor those made in God's image through how we speak. When we speak falsely about someone, when we bear false witness, we are cursing someone made in God's image. Using our creative power, power that reflects God's image in us, to damage someone else who bears God's image. This is why false witness is such a serious violation. This is why the ninth commandment matters so profoundly. James 3 verses 5 and 6.
Likewise, the tongue is a small part of the body, but it makes great boasts. Consider what a great forest is set on fire by a small spark. The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of the body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and is itself set on fire by hell.
Small and powerful. A small spark can set a great forest on fire. A few words can cause enormous damage. False witness is like setting a fire. Once the lie is spoken, it spreads. People believe it, repeat it. The lie grows. And by the time the truth is finally known, the damage is done. A reputation destroyed, a relationship shattered, a community divided, justice perverted. All from words, all from the creative power of speech being misused. But James also reveals something crucial. What we say reveals what is in our hearts. Jesus discusses this in Matthew 15.
But the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart, and these defile them. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander.
What we speak reveals what we are. False words come from a heart that is willing to deceive, willing to harm, willing to distort truth for personal advantage. When you speak falsely, you are not just committing an external act. You are revealing something about your internal character, showing you are willing to use your words to harm others. Showing truth does not matter to you. Showing you will sacrifice the good of others for your own benefit. This is why the ninth commandment calls us to more than avoiding false words. The commandment calls us to transform our hearts, calls us to become people who love truth. People who speak truthfully, not out of fear of punishment, but out of genuine care for others and for reality. But there is also the positive dimension. Words can bring life, can heal, can build. Proverbs 15, verses 1 to 4.
A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise adorns knowledge, but the mouth of the fool gushes out folly. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, keeping watch on the wicked and the good. The soothing tongue is a tree of life, but a perverse tongue crushes the spirit.
When you speak truthfully with gentleness, speak with care. Speak to build up rather than to tear down. Your words carry creative power. Your words restore. Your words heal. Your words give life. The ninth commandment calls us away from false witness, but it also calls us toward truthful speech that heals. Truthful speech that builds. Truthful speech that gives life. What words have you spoken that have destroyed? Where have you used your tongue as a fire, creating damage? What false words are still echoing in the lives of others? And where do you have the opportunity to speak words that heal? This week, practice using your words to give life. Speak an affirmation to someone. Tell them something true that you appreciate about them. Tell them something that builds them up. Speak a word of healing to someone you have hurt. Acknowledge the harm. Speak truth that restores. And refrain from words that destroy. Do not lie. Do not gossip. Do not speak in a way designed to harm. Notice the difference. Notice how words that give life feel different from words that destroy. Notice how healing spreads when you speak truthfully and with care. Father, help us understand the creative power of our words. Help us see that words give life or bring death. Help us recognize how our speech shapes reality and determines outcomes. Help us become people who use our tongues to build up rather than tear down. Help us speak truthfully, gently, with care for those who hear us. Help us speak words that heal, speak words that give life. Help us use the creative power we have been given, the power that reflects your image in us, to create a world of truth, healing, and flourishing. And help us become instruments of your creative word in a world desperate for truth. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.